CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Christopher Cruz in Washington. CBS News has confirmed a New York Times report that information about U.S. airstrikes in Yemen were shared on yet another chat on a commercial app. CBS News Pentagon reporter Eleanor Watson has details.
Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth sent sensitive details about military strikes in a second Signal chat that included his brother and his wife. Sources told CBS News this second chat also included information about timing and types of targets F-18 fighter jets would hit on March 15th, the same details that were in the chat that mistakenly included the editor at The Atlantic.
In the statement, the Pentagon said the Times, quote, relied only on the words of people who were fired this week and appear to have a motive to sabotage the secretary and the president's agenda. In the capital of Yemen, Sana'a, on Sunday, Houthi rebels claim U.S. airstrikes killed at least 12 people. Strikes overnight into Monday hit other areas of the country. The strikes are the latest in an intensified U.S. campaign of targeting the rebels who have attacked commercial ships. Tornadoes ravaged parts of Oklahoma over the weekend. KWTV-TV reporter Cameron Joyner says a motel and connected donut shop in the town of Ada took a direct hit.
J.R. Ian has run the Quality Inn Motel on Northeast Richardson Loop for more than 20 years, and he added on Ada Donuts just last year.
We've been running since 2005 until now. You know, things happen. Mother Nature can do damage.
Ian didn't just own the property. He was hands-on.
Day-to-day operation, yep.
He says seeing his business in shambles Sunday morning brought on a rush of emotion.
Lots. That's hard feeling, I'm saying.
From tornadoes to fire, weeks after losing his home to the Palisades fire near Los Angeles, Pastor Steve Snook continued his nearly half-century tradition of celebrating Easter with a sunrise service.
Losing our home, losing our whole neighborhood, and realizing what you've lost, you also hold on to the things that you've gained in the middle of that, and you find out what's really important.
A new bank rate survey shows 54% of Americans are feeling the economic squeeze and won't be traveling this summer. But analyst Ted Rossman says there are some ways to travel without breaking the bank.
Be willing to take an early flight or a late flight or a connecting flight, or maybe even drive to your destination. It's that kind of flexibility that can pay off. And use those rewards points and miles. A lot of people are sitting on real value that they've forgotten about.
Almost a third of those surveyed by Bankrate said they would go into debt to travel this summer. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly. Check engine, ABS, or maintenance light on? Take the guesswork out of your warning lights with O'Reilly Veriscan. The service is free and provides a report with solutions verified by ASE-certified master technicians. And if you need help, we could recommend a shop for you. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan today.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Shopping with your parents can be embarrassing.
Why would they sell jeans with holes in them? I'm going to speak to the manager.
Mom!
That hoodie is giving. You should get it. YOLO.
Thanks to the Chase mobile app, your kid can shop independently while you keep an eye on their spending. So you can go from,
we can be twinsies,
to,
how was shopping? Saw you stayed on budget.
Thanks, Mom.
Freedom for kids. Control for parents. That's family banking from Chase.
Accounts subject to approval. Chase mobile app is available for select mobile devices. Message and data rates may apply. JP Morgan Chase Bank N.A. Member FDIC.
Some students in Virginia are trying to help kids who've lost their parents.
The student council at Mechanicsville High School near Richmond is putting on a 7-hour fundraiser to send 30 kids to a grief program called the Comfort Zone Camp. Senior class vice president Drake Parrish.
They feel better and they feel like they're supported and connected with others.
Student council member Baylor Hughes lost her dad.
You will feel so much better getting to like talk to somebody.
Council Vice President Jillian Keener.
It just shows how much teenagers can come together to do this.
They hope to raise $10,000. Michael Wallace, CBS News.
It was 10 years ago that Freddie Gray, a 25-year-old black man, died from spinal injuries that he suffered as he was being transported in a Baltimore police van a week earlier. His death thrust the city into a national debate over police brutality against black Americans. Protesters stormed through West Baltimore, setting police cars ablaze and looting businesses. Christopher Cruz, CBS News.
WRJN weather. With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Rain showers continue tonight, breezy with a low around 43. Chance of a shower or storm on Monday morning, then mostly cloudy in the afternoon, breezy with a high near 53, and winds out of the west up to 40 miles per hour. For Tuesday, mostly sunny and a high near 51. It's 48 at our studios.
I got flowers in the spring. I got you to wear my ring. And when I'm sad, you're a clown. And if I get scared, you're always around. Let them say your hair's too long.
On the oceans and upon our seas, fish full of mercury. Oh, oh, mercy, mercy me. All things ain't what they used to be. Radiation underground and in the sky, animals and birds who live nearby our lives. All things and what they used to be. What about this overcrowded land? How much more we use from man? Mercy, can't you stand? Oh, no.
Wayne Spread Conference Center. Local news and timeless hits.
Lady, dressed in love.
waves the sand. Green-eyed lady, ocean lady, child of nature, friend of man.
He went away, and you hung around and bothered me every night. And when I wouldn't go out with you, you said things that weren't very nice.
My boyfriend's back, and you're gonna be in trouble.
Hey la, hey la, my boyfriend's
when
back.
You see him coming, better cut out on the double.
Hey la, hey la, my boyfriend's back.
You've been spreading lies that I was untrue. A long time.
Hey la, hey la, my boyfriend's back.
Now he's back and things will be fine.
Hey la, hey la, my boyfriend's back.
You're gonna be sorry you were ever born.
Hey la, hey la, my boyfriend's
back. Cause it's kind of big and he's awful strong. My reputation.
Hey la, hey la, my boyfriend's back.
If I were you, I'd take a permanent vacation.
Hey la, hey la, my boyfriend's back. Hey, I can see him coming. Now you better start a running.
No.
not sure if this is late night or early morning, but whatever you call it, we're still playing the timeless hits to get you to daylight. 1400 AM, 99.9 FM, and 89.1 FM. WRJN.
Wounded Warrior Project has been there for me since that first day in the hospital. They got me out of the house. They got me connected with other veterans, and they helped me face my PTSD. They support me and my family at every turn. And now I'm helping other warriors realize that they're not alone.
Through our hands-on programs, supportive community, and ongoing advocacy, we help post-9/11 veterans realize what's possible. Learn more at woundedwarriorproject.org/possible.
Everyone looks forward to the weekend, and at WRJN, we're no different. Saturday morning features Rick Johnson with his Capsule Countdown. 10 songs with a common theme, counted down in rapid-fire fashion at 8:30 and 9:30. Terry Hovel with Rock and Roll Never Forgets from 10 to 2. And Sunday morning, Lou Regani features the music of the stars from 7 till noon. It's the perfect weekend soundtrack. WRJN.
belongs for long.
And timeless hits. WRJN.
Never been before.
somewhere where she's never been before. Worn out phrases and longing gazes won't get you where you want to go. Words of love, soft and tender, won't win her anymore.
My baby does the hanky panky. My baby does the hanky panky. Walking on down the line, yeah. You know I saw her for the very first time. A pretty little girl standing all alone. Oh, baby, can I take you home? I never saw her, never saw her. My baby does a hanky panky.
Starts the day at 6 with his guests from all over Racine, along with local, state, and national news, featuring Stuart J. Waddles, weekday mornings on WRJN.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Love you, let me jump in your game. She
is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Christopher Cruz. We begin with breaking news. A senior Vatican official has just announced that Pope Francis has died. He was 88 years old.
Habemus Papam.
It was March 13th, 2013, and when that white smoke signal rose above the Vatican, the world's 1.3 billion Roman Catholics got their first Jesuit, their first ever Latin American pontiff. Jorge Mario Bergoglio's first words to them set the tone for his papacy.
Dare la benedizione, ma prima...
And now I would like to give you the blessing, he said, but first I want to ask you for a favor. Before the bishop blesses the people, I ask that you would pray to the Lord to bless me.
He chose the name Francis after Francis of Assisi. And like that saint, he practiced simplicity and humility.